We back. He told me chill for a sec because he really wanted to really dissect this next one. So I'm going to repeat it for the folks that didn't catch it. Single girls or taken girls, who may fuck randomly more? Or is it an equal chance? Damn. This is all you. Single girls or taken girls, who fucks more randomly?
I've had my share.
Randomly? I think single girls do it more randomly because they're more flexible. Taking girls, you know, schedules involved and all that shit is like, you know, usually formatted out because they got set schedules and timings. They can fuck in certain breakaways.
Don't fucking be a gentleman. You trying to say women, relationships are all good.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that when they do step out, it's usually schedules.
Right, it's not random.
It ain't random. You may catch a couple that's on some random if they in the mood, you're at a club, and they may do some random shit. But overall, if this is a regular thing, I feel like it's scheduling involved. You know what I'm saying? They're going to hit you with some schedules. These are the times I can come out on Wednesday or Saturday night. I can only come out for 2 hours. Like, I mean, that's what it's going to be.
With them getting away, I'm sorry, I'm not going to sugarcoat it for them. With them getting away with murder more, feel me? Like, do you really feel like, all right, you could agree with that and stand on that, but because they get away, do you really, I think it's more close to equal. Because I feel like if a taken girl does select a random moment, I think it's harder for them to get caught because of how random it was.
Nah, the girls don't get caught like that. Women don't get caught like that.
But because it's random, it helps them even more. You don't think so?
Nah, man, let me tell you something. I feel like for the most part, women run their household. You know what I'm saying? Men can say what they want, but at the end of the day, the men are listening to the women for the most part. We could be leaders, we do all that, but we cater to the women for the most part of what, you know, to make a house a happy home, run. Right? Or to make a house run, right? Now, I feel like if, all right, let's say that don't work and she's interested in somebody else. One thing about a woman, if she wants to see somebody, she's going to make it known she wants to see you. Right? No matter what the schedule is. So she's going to either make time to come out and see you, or she's not. And you're going to know. And when she do, as men, we're going to sit here and be like, oh, what time you going to be there? You going to be there 9:15? We're going to be there. You know what I'm saying? Because why? That's what we do. But for her, I feel like she's going to make it known, hey, I can only come out these times. You can make it work or no. And what you going to do? What you going to do? Yeah?
We did. Right. Call out sick.
Right.
Get the note and all that.
You're going to figure it out.
All right. So we're going to say that single girls fuck more randomly.
Yeah,
even though I don't minus the fact of what taking girls could get accomplished.
Now, if you want to talk about more who gives it up better. All right. I feel like taking girls give up. Hey, no offense to nobody. I feel like when a girl's taken, if she decide to step out, I feel like it's revengeful.
The fuckery.
And when they smash, when it's revengeful, it's more passionate.
They so hypocritical though, because I don't mean to get in my emotional bag. It's like, yo, a chick. If you cheat on a female, of course it's wrong all around the board, just the act itself. But if they get details to what you did in this act, they're more like insulted and offended that if you went the lengths, like you ain't just sticking and that's it. You gave them pleasure beyond just intercourse. But when a woman, like he said, is revengeful, that boy get head better than you do, and you the main.
Oh, ain't nothing like the revenge. The revenge, bro, is different, bro. If you're having a situation, you don't want your girl to go out on the revenge, bro. You don't want to go around.
He gonna get head that you never get.
Ever.
A chick told me once, this is crazy, to count, it kind of go against what we're saying. The chick was creeping. Mm-hmm. The dude's name was on her wrist. Mm-hmm. And she told me she only ride her nigga. So I guess she did have principles. Some women have principles. Like, if they creep, they're not riding, they may not give head, they're not kissing is intimate, So they do have some rules. But then I'm lost because if it's revenge, revenge has rules? I thought revenge meant green light.
Nah, they still got more rules.
They still got more rules.
Some people, I mean, somewhat, not say more rules, but let's say they still have things that they aren't going to do, things that they will do, or things they fantasize about that they may want to try with somebody else. You know what I mean? So I think they're going to always give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
Somewhat, but not all the way, because they probably still feel it inside. Oh, this is still wrong. But then you got something that's going to go all the way. They're like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm just going to get with anything. Like, this is what I really wanted to be doing.
Right. Because most of the shit we creep and did what we ain't supposed to do, why does that last? Why does that even have legs? Because some of the freakiest shit go down when it's on some shit you wasn't even supposed to be doing. Because they just let loose. They let loose. But I was surprised at the one female that told me that. I only ride my man. I only kiss my man. And I kind of argue with it because even though you got morals, you still fucking up. So you think that if he found out, God forbid, let's put us in this scenario. We found out our main did some shit, but we supposed to give them points if they go, well, I didn't kiss him. I ain't give him head.
I ain't hear
nothing. No, you still feel the same way.
I feel the same. It's going to be, I mean, it may lighten the blow a little bit.
You're being nice. Fuck that bitch. She wild out.
It might lighten the blow somewhat, but no pun with the blow. But I'm just saying, it may lighten it a little bit, but it may, you know what I mean? It's still, to me, it's still at the end of the day, if you step.
You stepped out, you stepped out.
Step.
Don't try to, because you was political about it. How about this?
What's a must in intercourse for you? When it comes to it. What's a must?
This guy's fucking professional.
What's a must?
Check his spot out. It's coming soon. He'll give you listen, it'll be in the timestamps. Yeah. He has a pod coming.
What's a must that's like, I definitely need this. ASAP. If we getting popping, this is a must.
I want to leave age out of it, but I'm going to bring it in a little bit. The older we get, the more we know our bodies, the more we know what we like and what we want. So I don't want to hear, like, oral is a must. Let's go back to what we said about date, dick at the end. When we do the first date, women might try to be strategic, or I got to get to know you more. I do certain things when I'm more comfortable. But I need head in the first sexual encounter. In the first.
The first one?
In the first one.
Off rip.
Off rip.
Damn.
And I'm like a giver and a sharer and all, whatever you want to label that as. So if you're clean, if we have a great date, we get back to wherever we going. Let's say we showered. We're both fresh. I will service you as well. But you need to go first. And I need that. Definite.
First? This,
yes.
So that's us. So this is like a trust thing right here. I gotta
go. Nah, listen.
Gotta go first.
If I like you enough, I may go first. The reason I'm stressing you go first to the females, because men, we know us.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go there if we know we're getting it back. What assurance do we have if we go to them first and oral please them? What do we have to know that we're going to get that back? And that's going to get me tight.
So you're trying to prevent yourself from becoming a munch.
If you go, listen, tell the truth, how do you feel? You go, let's say it naturally happens. We're not going to program anything. Naturally, y'all do y'all. You set it off. You go down there. And she enjoy it. Like, she gets, like, the full enjoyment of it. Yeah. And you're like, yo, I did my thing. And now you finish. And then she's on some, all right, stick it in. You're going to be like, yo, what happened to me?
And then you're going to be like, I put it in.
But you would like to know.
I just put this in anyway.
You will.
You're right. I was tripping.
You will. But wouldn't it be better to know I just did my service?
Yes.
You enjoyed it.
Yes. I feel it does something when you do that, whether it's the guy or the girl that decides, like, yeah, I don't want to do it. And maybe they have a reason to. But if it's just on some selfish shit, like, all right, I'm gonna let you eat the box real quick, but I'm gonna curve it. Let's get straight to it. That does something with the chemistry right there. to me, I'm like, now sometimes, now granted, sometimes I may want to do it just for GP and I don't want nothing back. Let me just give it up because I'm in the mood to give it up, right? But most times, you know, I would like to have it reciprocated at the end of the day. And I feel like if we're here to please each other, let's please each other. It shouldn't be, oh, well, I'm going to do it. Let me just get it right now and we'll see how the rest of it go. I figure if we don't please each other, I think it goes a longer way. I think the experience is a lot better when we please each other the same way. And I think communication plays a big part because I think if that's what you're looking for, let it be known.
I also will give women one exit plan. I'm going to give you one exit plan. If we decide to jump that gun and eat the box and we don't get it reciprocated, I will understand that versus them, their performance not being of level because they really wasn't there, but they felt they had to. Mm-hmm. Women do have to be in a certain state of mind. I'll give them that, to want to do that. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we force their hand because they feel like, he did it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that best feeling off of that. And we at an age where any head is not good.
No.
Vouch for me. Any head is not good head.
No. Gotta be nice.
So if it's not, maybe I'll take the L. Don't do it then. Wait till you're in a better space where you gonna do it.
Let me figure it out though. Try it first. And I gotta holler.
So if they go and it's trash, you gonna stop them? When's the last time? Well, you may not have to say exactly.
Nah, it's been a minute.
When have you had trash head and did you try to stop it or did you let them finish?
There's one time I caught the teeth. I had to stop it. I had to stop it. And I was just like.
First feels, or you trying to wait to see if that was just a mishap?
Now I let it rock for a little bit.
To see if it's a repetitive.
Then the teeth kept knocking. And I was just like, nah, we got to chill, sis. Let's do something else. Let's talk. And I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I was just like, can't do the teeth, baby.
Because you're going to suffer in the long run. Because if you keep letting the teeth rock and then you go to intercourse, and that's if you Rory Lanes. If you Rory Lanes after the teeth, that's an effective thing. Then you come out of your shit looking like cranberry plush. Not cranberry apple.
The crayon apple.
Ocean spray. So we gotta speak up because, listen, it's no room for error. If you're not eating that box properly, a chick is probably gonna most likely aggressively tell you that. And even if she doesn't, her body language is gonna show.
I got a question for the ladies, too. At what rate from 1 to 10 do the guy have to know how to eat box? What rate is exceptional from 1 to 10? Is it 7? Is it a 6 for you? If he could just get by with doing that correctly, is that good for you? Do they have to be nice and be a 10? And what makes them a 10? Drop a comment right now. We want to know what y'all talking about. What is exceptional when it comes to the kitty? 1 to 10. Drop a comment right now. What y'all talking about?
And I'm for the fellas. I'm team guys out here to make us be excellent. But I'm going to help the women out right here. And you can say thank you later. I think depending on how into you the woman is, those things get overlooked.
Ooh, yeah, she got to be into you. Yo, when
if
the girl,
she's
when
really she's into you, bro, you can listen, be subpar. Man,
listen,
you dog. Can be subpar.
I think when y'all into each other, bro. And this is the chemistry shit I'm talking about. When y'all into each other, bro, it's explosive. Like everything's crazy explosive all the time.
But you see, who's more delusional, men or women? You take a relationship where the man and the woman was into each other heavy, so performances wasn't judged harshly. They both was able to be satisfied. Then both partners move on to the next situation. The female gonna think she fire. The guy may have some realistic stuff.
We were just into each other, so I was all
right. Right. I was nice in that situation.
But the female gonna go on and go, I'm fire.
Yeah.
Women, let's get back to reality. That was that interaction, that scenario. But the thing is, you see, there's always gonna be a man that give you a chance to redeem. The foul shit about the game is I don't think women are that much understanding.
Let me ask you this. So you ever have you ever had a situation where it was whack the first time and you double back and it was fire? Oof.
Take me in a commercial. I must say, I don't think so.
Really?
It was trash.
Very rare. It was probably like two or three where it was probably like chemistry was the you feel each other out. I feel the first time.
Cause you're saying trash. You're not saying okay.
Nah, because okay like, to redeem. Like, first time was like.
So I have trash? Okays that redeem themselves, but I don't have a trash that redeem itself.
You know when it's trash. I'm not saying like garbage, but it was like this was a little off. Our chemistry was off. Maybe our rhythm was off. Because you're used to a certain thing. You're both maybe used to something. Maybe like, all right, we're going to try this one more time. But then when you double back, it was like, oh, shit. This is crazy.
Talk yours. I'm going to see if I
can. I'm just saying. It happened a couple times. I'm just like, all right, double back and see what it do.
I don't got a trash one I redeemed. I got an okay one I redeemed. Like, it was like, eh.
I mean, everybody's experience is different, man. You may have just one.
Okay. Boom. It did hit. God damn, I had to go back to... Damn near 12th grade.
I mean,
that's how far back. So there was a young lady that was talking spite. Yo, women, y'all talk about y'all don't want guys to talk like they're the greatest or talk how big their shit is. Like y'all are turned off by that, right? When we overboast, overbrag. But what happens when a woman does that? They don't get the same fucking punishments or checked. They don't get checked on that. Any female you meet, go on any social media, any dating app. Every chick say this shit is fire. Everybody's fire. I snatch souls. So now when you don't snatch the soul, you're not getting checked. Bro, you're not getting checked. But when we talk that big king ding-along thing and we ain't that, y'all quick to cancel us. So not to ramble on.
Souls.
Don't ramble on. I'm going to go. All right. So high school, shorty talked crazy. On the phone, couple of convos. You know, back then, you had to talk a couple convos before you actually get there. So she like, yo, my shit, you be on cloud 18. I'm like, I didn't know I went past nine.
Nine times two.
I'm like, I got to see what's up.
It's the double up.
Go through. It was like 1.5. Talk about 18, cloud 9. She might have got me to 1.5.
Yeah,
like, it was trash.
See, you had trash. Now you remember. See?
I remember. Trash. So, but you see, I don't know if men and women could both come together and fix the problem. What happened was, the reason I doubled back was based on what you asked me earlier. What's important in my whole attraction thing? Like I said, neck to ankle. Mm-hmm. Her body is fire. Feel me? So maybe I just told myself, yeah, that was a bad one, but that body fire. Just double back and try to like talk her through it, maybe pep her through it, coach her through it. And she was more understanding the second time around. Like, look, you not just fire for laying there.
Right.
You not fire, ladies. No matter how bad your body is, how cute your face is, you cannot survive for long just laying.
Starfish, that's what we call it. We'll do the starfish joint.
That's what happened round one. Round one with this Miss Cloud 18, and it don't go past nine, by the way. She just was laying there. And during the laying there, she's talking spicy. You loving it, ain't you? You at Cloud 20, ain't you? No, you're not moving. I'm fucking a corpse. You gotta move. So that's why, like he said, when I double back, she still ain't provide excellence, but she moved at least. And the movement matters. You gotta have movement. Oh. Ladies, some of you don't hate this. Shit, we done did millions of times. We know we about to be finished. We at the finish line. You ain't there yet. So you want to get there. We're almost there. We gotta stop. We may have to stop. We may have to pull out.
With the hezzy.
You don't like that, do you? Ladies, you don't like that.
Down, fam.
So men don't like it neither. For you to just lay there. But the thing is, y'all can win more. Y'all being selfish because the guy can lay there, and as long as he's fully erect, you could get your shit off and he could stay still, stationary, so he could last, depending on the position. He could stay. As long as he's rocked, he could stay. You could still do you. But when we doing us and you there like a corpse, that's a whole different ball game. So the same way you want to criticize us, y'all get that criticism too. Your box is not just fire because it get wet.
Yeah, that part.
That's all I got on that. So it's not many, but I did have a story. You saying there's many that was trash and then they redeemed themselves?
I had a couple. Probably like two or three.
But now in your later stage of life, how are you judging that now? If you come across a trash one, you double it back?
These days, no. These days, no. Definitely not. But yeah, back then, I feel like if I had the time back then, and if it was right, and if I was really genuinely into a woman, then yeah, I would give it another shot. But if it felt like conversation was trash, chemistry was trash, we had nothing in common,
right,
I ain't like the way she dressed, I ain't like the way she smelled, I ain't coming back, bro. It's a wrap. Say, cut my losses.
Women gonna cry.
Hope you enjoyed the dinner, the lunch, whatever it was, and that's it. I'm on the way.
Women gonna get you for the smell part, because they gonna say, off the smell, you shouldn't even have went there.
Nah, but sometimes you don't get there until, you know what I mean, the smell come afterwards. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's afterwards, you already involved. You're in trouble. You know what I mean? Hey.
This has been excellent. I don't know how much I can show y'all and tell y'all how grateful I am that this young man pulled up for me. We gave y'all great content. We have one more thing to close out on, and we out of here. All of this was for free, so I need you to subscribe to the channel.
Subscribe where?
Voice of Reason NF. One word. Voice of Reason NF. It's not that complicated. Really? We're going to end on this last one right here. Give me a like. Give me a share. Comment. Cypher summon you to comment all day long. Tell us how you feel. This is going to be everywhere. I'm going to give you all his information and the timestamps as well. This guy's doing big things out here. You don't even know who you're watching right now.
Just work.
You don't know the work that he puts in.
Just work.
You feel me?
Just work.
All right, so on the last tip, men can't show weakness. So how do they handle being misunderstood by their partner versus the world? Actions and words, or just actions?
Actions is everything. Everything. Fuck that talking shit.
I feel like in the world, like with your career, what you do to get a bag, and how you accepted by other peers, is all action. Mm-hmm. I feel like in your partner, in your relationship, you may have to use both. You may have to use some words.
Actions. Actions always overpower words, man.
So you don't need no words when dealing with your partner?
No. Because you can say whatever. It don't mean anything unless you prove it. You got to prove it. So once you show your partner that, hey, I'm down for you. I'm here riding for you. Action, action, action. Because you can touch and feel action. You can touch this. That's action. Words you can't touch. I'm going to be a millionaire tomorrow. Could be true. Right? But if I show you I'm a millionaire and I got this bag, that's different. You're like, oh, this thing got the damn thing. But it's like, actions, and it's like I said, experience I've been through. You could talk all day. It's good to motivate yourself. It's good to say, hey, I'm going to do it. But it's nothing like that initial reaction, getting up and do it. One thing I learned, and that's just in life in general, like you could say, I'll use working out for example, right? A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to get the treadmill tomorrow. I'm going to work out tomorrow. Nah, right now. Right now, that action right now, going to set you up for tomorrow. Feel me? Because now you already got a workout out the day. Let's say, hey, I already got this going, or whatever you say you're going to do for your wife, your husband. Hey, I already did it. I already got the process going. Once the process, once that ball get rolling, the momentum, I like using that word momentum. Mm-hmm. Once that momentum start rolling, bro, it's hard to break. Because mm-hmm. now you got something to build off of that momentum. But it's like, bro, talking is one thing, but showing and proving, I'm big on that. Showing and proving, hey, I'm laying it down. This is what it is. It goes such a long way, dog.
So the reason, that was excellent. The reason I even brought words in as a factor is because it went back to what I said about not being understood. So the world may not understand you, and you don't have shit to prove to the world but actions. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to your partner, if they don't understand you, that's why I said sometimes you may have to verbalize something. Don't let that overpower your actions, though. Actions is, like we said, 85%. Remember what you said about the dick at the end? Mm-hmm. 85% is actions, but I feel like you could take a percentage to say that you may have to verbalize some things when it comes to your partner. When you're dealing with outside the real world, it's all action. I'm with you all the way. But you don't think that sometimes verbally you may have to point out some things for your partner? Or you still stand behind all action? And that's fine.
I feel like it's the reverse. I feel like you should be all action inside your home and tell the world whatever. You don't got to prove shit to them. Mm-hmm. But you got to prove shit to the people that you love at the end of the day. That's just like kids. You could tell your kids.
Not yet.
You could tell your kids, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to come pick you up, right? I'm going to come pick you up Saturday. Mm-hmm. You don't show means shit. Mm. What's more important? You telling them you're going to come get them? Or you showing
them that you there?
Which one is more important?
You showed them that you were there.
Goes a long way. That's big. Action is everything. This is your child. Mm-hmm. You feel me? This is your child. So your child going to know what's up. Tell them anything. The moment you prove to them that, hey, I'm coming to get you. I'm definitely here.
Right.
Goes a long way. Action, y'all.
Action, action.
Action, Jackson.
I'd always give y'all at the end. I ain't do really no health tips this time. Audiobooks. Get on your audiobook game. How to Do the Work. Dr. Nicole LaPetta. How to Do the Work. That's good, influential shit. And my man, Dr. Huberman. How Smell Impacts Our Biology. Those are two big things. Check those both out on YouTube.
I'm talking about that all day. I smell it.
So check those out. On a closing tip, you're going to give them all the shits where they can check you out at. But prior to that, tell them, give any health tip you have as advice. Drink water, whatever. Health tip you got real quick, and then tell your platforms.
All right, so lately I've been on some real healthy stuff myself. And only health tip I have as of right now, I lost 60 pounds. So I'm on my way. I'm trying to get up to that 100 mark. I'm trying to get some abs back. I will. And I say trying. See the word? This is the difference of the words. I will be having abs. There you go. You put it in the atmosphere. I'm going to do it. And then you apply the action to get there. Right? What we were talking about. Only healthy tip I got is pretty much stay away from a lot of sugars. Stay away from a lot of bread. And if you say you're going to, don't wait till tomorrow. If you feel like, hey, you want to lose the weight, even if you get up and walk for 15 minutes, you don't have to say, hey, I'm going to walk for an hour or 2 hours. If you get up and walk for 15 minutes, that's a start. You did something. You did more than what you did yesterday. And the goal of all of this shit, what I'm trying to be, is be better than I was yesterday and every day after that. Just keep leveling up each and every single freaking day. And water, bro. And push your limits, man. Because we don't know our real limits. Push your limits to the max. See what you can do.
Now, tell them where they can find you.
Everywhere. All right, y'all can find me. Oh, if you need a photo shoot, video, I do commercials, videos, movies, weddings, anything you think of. Name of my company is E.D. Productions, E.D. Productions. And you can follow me at L Daddio. That's ELDATTIO. Once again, that's at L Daddio. ELDATTIO. And you can find me at ED Films and Photos. And if you want to get a little spicy, I got another page, EDP Boudoir. Follow me there. Spiciness on the page. Book me, y'all. Y'all want some fly shit? Book me, man.
So that's it. It's going to be in the timestamps anyway. I'm going to shout him. I'm really grateful for you showing up.
For sure.
For life.
Yes, sir.
They don't know that, but it is. And we out of here.
You already know.
Till the next time. Peace. Stay safe. Drink water.
Facts. That was dope, man. That was dope. I ran out of space.